Golfer Susie Whaley has a difficult decision to make. Whaley is the first woman to qualify for a PGA Tour event, but she's not sure whether to take the opportunity. Luckily for her, commentator Frank DeFord has some advice.
If this were one of those awful interactive intrusions that disturb us while we're watching a game on television nowadays, the www.sportsidiocy.com question before us would be, what do you think Susie should do? Should Susie play against the men or not? It has been weeks since Susie qualified for the chance, and she still can't make up her mind. Susie knows that if she plays, she's a symbol and a pioneer. You go, girl. And especially at a time when the Augusta National won't even let women in the club, Susie would be a statement. But she also knows that if she plays, but she plays poorly, then a lot of women will be disappointed in her, and a lot of men, especially some of the smug guys, pounding down another brewski at the 19th hole, will be a hootin' and a hollerin'. Susie Whaley knows all this, which is why, almost 2 months after she won the Connecticut PGA Section Championship, beating every man in the field and thereby qualifying to play in the PGA's Greater Hartford Open next summer, she still hasn't made up her mind to play or not to play against men in the big time. No woman has ever played in a PGA tournament, or for that matter, in a men's professional tennis tournament, or played in a Major League Baseball game, or in the NBA, or in an NFL game, or in the NHL. Yes, there are a few sports where women do now compete against men, as jockeys, as equestrians, as automobile race drivers. But the horses and the cars are the real competitors. Golf is strictly the best man, the best person wins. And at Hartford, on a course that measures almost 7,000 yards on four hot days, when the only tees are the men's tees. Susie Whaley is no one-day wonder, though. She was good enough to play for a couple years on the LPGA Tour, and now she's the head pro at a course outside Hartford. But the Greater Hartford Open draws the second-highest crowds on the PGA Tour. The fairways are tight, the rough mean. Susie played the course by herself the other day. It was all drivers, three woods, long irons. This is not Billie Jean King playing against the breezy old blowhard. This is taking on the best men in the world on a bona fide championship course. Hey, Phil Mickelson won the Hartford last year. People are always trying to get women to play against men, as if somehow that's necessary to certify female abilities. There's been hoopla for months now, seeking to get Serena Williams to take on John McEnroe. But what would that prove? The reigning middleweight champion doesn't have to box some fat old heavyweight to validate his talent. So you want to play with the guys, Susie? Practice your fairway woods and have a couple days fun. You don't want to play with them? It isn't because you're scared. It's just because you don't want to play golf in the middle of summer with some insecure people who have such ugly legs they don't dare wear shorts like everybody else does.
The comments of Frank DeFord, whose latest novel is An American Summer. He joins us each Wednesday from member station WSHU in Fairfield, Connecticut.